QAnon is the world's largest online political conspiracy movement. Followers believe someone codenamed Q is providing them with secret information from inside the White House. No one really knows the real identity of Q, though. We aim to change that. I'm Jake Hanrahan, and this is Q Clearance, a podcast series aimed at unmasking the true identity of Q. This is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. At the end of the last episode, I said we'd be taking a deep dive into the Watkins family next, the people currently running 8chan. But then the rollercoaster US election happened, and as we know by now, Joe Biden has won. Trump is claiming he cheated, he won't leave, and the whole world is sat on the edge of their seat watching. For regular Trump supporters, the election has been a disaster. But for QAnons, it's been even worse. It's been a day of historic reckoning none of them saw coming. So instead, in this episode, we're going to be looking at the extreme reaction QAnons have had to Biden winning the election. It'll give you an idea just how indoctrinated with Q's plan many of them are. We'll also be speaking to someone who has believed in Q, but is now having second thoughts on who's actually behind it all. So, within the QAnon universe, there's a big mix of different reactions to the election right now. I've been looking over a lot of them in the last few days, and they range from complete hysteria and shock to a kind of calm, just follow the plan delusion. Some have realized Q is fake, whilst others have only doubled down on their beliefs. It's been wild online, but it's also getting a bit sketchy away from the keyboard, because one QAnon follower, maybe two, turned up outside a polling station with a rifle and a handgun. We'll get onto that in a minute, but first, let's look at the last time Q himself posted. So the last Q drop was November 3rd, the day of the election. In the Q drop, it's mostly just a quote from Abraham Lincoln. It reads as following, quote, "This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln, November 1863. Together we win. Q." End quote. Now, naturally, it sounds as if Q was very confident that Trump was about to be re-elected in that last drop. That would fit in with the QAnon plan that's been touted for 3 years now. And according to all QAnons before the election, it would be a Trump landslide. They were absolutely certain of that from all the videos, all the messages that I watched. They effectively knew in their bones that it would be a big Trump victory. When he lost, they first took on Trump's line that the Democrats were cheating, it wasn't fair, and then they began to absorb the catastrophe, for them at least, into part of Q's plan. To give you an idea of the ups and downs for the QAnon followers this last week, and to expand on that a little bit more, let me read you some of the stuff they've been saying online. Here, a user called Carrie asks, "Why is Q so silent?" Because obviously Q hasn't posted any drops since November 3rd. And then one user confidently reassures Carrie, saying, "Because he's busy taking part in the plan. Have faith." Here's another user. He says, "The quicker they call it, the quicker we can expose it. Do not fear if they call for Biden. Trust the plan." And then a storm emoji. And then a reply to this says, "Joe has to win. Dark to light." So this whole dark to light idea is that Biden now, this is what they're saying, has to get in for the dark to take place and then for the light of QAnon and Trump to sweep in and put everything right. Here's another post. This guy is really starting to lose faith. He says, "So you're all ready to give up and just admit that this is now Venezuela? We've been duped by the whole Q thing." By the way, the reference to Venezuela is because they somehow believe that hardcore neoliberal Democrats are the same as communists. It's very weird, but yeah. So they're trying to say that the US is now becoming Venezuela because Democrats have taken over. To this guy, users respond, "We are at the peak of the 17 intelligence plan. Keep calm. It's all under control." The original poster says, "I'm thinking we've been played." Someone else replies, Nope, we are now watching this movie, National Treasure. Think Lemons, enjoy the show. And then the original poster says, I don't even know what that means, man. Yeah, neither do I, mate. This guy is clearly deflated and he's come to the realization that the plan, Q's plan, is never going to happen. This final message, though, for me, says it all. It tells you about the huge crisis of faith QAnons are having right now. It's from a user called Joe M. He says, day five of the, quote, necessary scare event is here. I am in the unexpected place of having to talk patriots off the ledge who were rock solid until November 3rd. Even as I celebrate Trump's win while marveling at the surprise twist in the greatest story told in 2,000 years, there are still many who are so shocked at seeing the world's president-elect Biden that they've forgotten everything they have learned. Well, I haven't. I read every Q drop in real time. I watched the deltas, the extreme shifts in standard deviation, and the hundreds of undeniable proofs that are told of a military-grade plan that was so sophisticated it would make your head spin. You tell me that again. I am comfortable and at peace because I know how to stick to the constants. Biden and the deep state machine behind him are going to be brought down before January 20th. Trump will show he won almost every state, if not all. And patriots are going to keep on, all caps lock here, winning, winning, winning. That is a mathematical certainty. More caps lock. Stay strong and let's finish this. So you can see this guy is extremely certain. Let's see what happens on January 20th. That's when he thinks Trump will sweep in and take everybody out. Now, many of them are desperate, clearly. And whilst that's kind of funny, considering the horrific vitriol and calls to violence from QAnons over the last 3 years, it must actually be quite terrifying for them. It's essentially for them discovering that the cult you are following is just that, a cult. Either that or people think that Q is somehow being attacked and defeated. These ideas, like I said, they're kind of funny, but actually they can create seriously dangerous consequences, something we got a glimpse of this last week. On November 5th, two armed men with a QAnon sticker on their Humvee were arrested near the Philadelphia Convention Center, where an ongoing vote count was taking place. The police had been given a tip-off that they were on their way to the convention center for what we don't know yet. Many speculate that it could have been a planned attack, but again, we're not actually sure yet. The men have been charged with carrying a concealed firearm without a license and carrying a firearm on public streets or public property. At least one of the men, a man named Antonio LaMotta, is confirmed from his online history to be an ardent QAnon supporter. Before that, he was a big supporter of the Anonymous Movement, a much less dangerous quasi-hacker group you might remember from the old days of 4chan. Now, when police apprehended LaMotta, he had a 9mm Beretta in his holster. The other man arrested, a man named Joshua Macias, was found with a .40 caliber Beretta inside his jacket. Inside the Humvee, an assault rifle and ammunition were found. Police also found a QAnon hat. Now, an attack was possibly averted here. We won't know until police investigations are completed, and I'm not going to speculate on what these guys were actually up to. I've seen QAnon say that they were just going to defend democracy by standing outside the center, but again, no one actually knows yet. I'm sure we'll find out eventually. Now, due to this recent chaos in the QAnon world, especially the attack, especially the seeming breakdowns of some of them online, I wanted to have a genuine QAnon follower onto the show to at least hear their side of things. Now, I know you'd be thinking, Jake, are you mad? And look, I don't believe in giving credence to outlandish conspiracy theories. Absolutely not. That's why I'm making this whole series to say this is why QAnon is a scam and here's who's behind it. But I do think we'd all benefit from having a semi-normal conversation about all of this chaos and anger that is sprouting from QAnon and the election right now. Now, Now, I don't necessarily believe in no platforming, so I reached out to some of the biggest QAnon accounts out there. I was hoping to have some kind of debate with them, as I just said, and I don't know, maybe I'm naive, but I thought it was possible. Turns out, not one of them even replied to me, let alone even agreed to come on to Q Clearance. At least a few of them I know definitely saw my messages as well, so they can't say, oh, we didn't know about it, they saw it. So instead, I managed to speak to a guy who's more of a QAnon follower rather than one of the big names in the movement. He's a young guy from Texas, his name is Brett, and he's been interested in QAnon from the start, but he said to me that he's now having some serious doubts. He seems to be jumping back and forth between, is Trump going to swoop in, and obviously QAnon was a hoax. I don't think he quite knows what he thinks yet, but he's definitely on shaky ground when it comes to his QAnon beliefs. Now, whilst I feel that Brett was a bit lost in his ideology and leaning too heavily into conspiracy theories, of course, I don't think Brett is a bad guy. He didn't seem like a bad guy. I just think, sadly, he's gotten caught up in the QAnon universe a little bit too much. In fact, he even said himself that some of them were kind of acting authoritarian when he questioned anything. I'm going to just let this conversation run for a bit, as I think it's quite illuminating to hear from a QAnon follower firsthand. So have a listen to this.
So maybe firstly, just explain to me when you first heard about Q and I guess your initial reaction to it.
Probably late 2017, if I were to guess. I feel like I remember hearing about it like online, like this person Q is doing drops or whatever as a secret government, whatever. And it's a secret, it's a military coup or something. I was skeptical at first, of course, as everyone should be. And then I kind of looked into it and I had an app on my phone that gives you the Q drops. And towards the beginning, I believed it more just because it seemed more legit. Like, I think it was on 4chan at that time. It seemed a little more legit. And then as times went on, like the drops got a little bit more confusing and not as like clear cut.
So when you first saw Q and you started reading the drops, what was it that made you think like, wow, okay, maybe this is legit?
Well, first the proofs of like how it was always kind of like with a Trump tweet. So it would be like the Trump tweet and then like either right before or right after or almost right on, it would be a Q drop. So that would be kind of like my, that's kind of interesting because, you know, they could be in the same room, like here, type the tweet, boom, at the same time.
Let's just stop there a second because I think it's worth pointing out that this can actually be done with bots. You can set up a bot to put the posts out at the same time as a Trump tweet, or simply it can be a coincidence. There are hundreds of Q drops and a few of them line up with just after, just before, or on the same time as Trump tweets. Trump tweets very regularly. Q drops came very regularly. It's not that big of a stretch that these two things would happen to coincide. Anyway, let's move on with the interview.
So that's when I was kind of like, it could be.
Yeah. And when the thing that I always wanted, though, right? So the first ever Q drop, right? Like Q said, we're going to arrest Hillary Clinton. And then it didn't happen. I mean, how would you explain that in your head, if you know what I mean?
I can't, honestly. I still don't understand why within like a couple of years that she and a bunch of people haven't been arrested or at least tried. I think she went to court a few months ago, but nothing really came out of that. So it just feels like more of a Trump propaganda thing to me now, that it's more just to keep his most like really fanatic loyal people kind of calm down, or docile would be the word I would use, to not, you know, maybe be as violent as they might be in the future or might be planning. Because I as someone who lives in Texas and around a lot of guns, like literally
what you just heard then was Brett turning around and picking up an assault rifle to show me
on the webcam as we spoke on Zoom.
There's a lot of people that really want a civil war right now, and it probably might come to that, actually. So it could be just the thing to start a civil war, honestly.
You think like Q could provoke something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How come?
You know, there's just been so much like propaganda from every other country. Like China does the same thing. They make everyone scared and they tell on each other for doing the wrong thing that the CCP doesn't want you to do, you know, talking about the government and what they like Muslim camps and stuff. It's kind of the same thing, because once you start questioning like Q, then the Q supporters are like, why are you questioning the plan? You should be trusting the plan. Are you not a Q, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, it's kind of turning into almost like a religion in a way.
Or like a cult.
Yeah, cult, that too.
Yeah, it's like they've become authoritarian, right? Because if you say, hang on, this is kind of weird, then they go crazy.
Like, and seeing people at like Trump rallies and stuff wearing like Q shirts and like bring up Q signs and stuff, and Trump like pointing to it, it's also kind of weird, because it's like he's kind of reaffirming that it might be a thing, but like no one really knows. All you can do is take the straws and try to connect them.
So when you started like, you know, questioning, what kind of things would you say to the community?
There's a channel called Edge of Wonder. I think they got banned off YouTube a few weeks ago, and is from Rob and Ben, and they made a lot of videos on like Q drops and stuff, and that also got me like really kind of like, oh, this could be really a thing, and they kind of lined everything up. But since they've gotten banned, they have their own platform, and it's like, I don't want to pay for it. Once you start trying to sell people on stuff and trying to make money, like monetarily, it's weird. It gets sketchy for me, because it's like, you might just be doing this for money to get these fanatic people, or like possibly schizophrenic or mental illness people, to like, you know, like pay their hard earned money to like keep falling into the trap that, or believing that something might happen. Hillary Clinton's going to get taken down, the whole corrupt government going to get swiped out. But
right, it feels like a grift almost.
Yeah. I would have been probably more full force if like Hillary got arrested, you know, just more movement, like actually draining the swamp within a decent amount of time.
Nothing has happened, actually. Like, if you look at what Q has said, I don't know, maybe you've seen, but I haven't seen anything actually come true of you.
Not that I can remember. Like during like the coronavirus and stuff, that's when like the crackdown was or supposedly starting. So that, like, I remember this when it started, they're like, oh, this is going to give them enough time for law enforcement to go in and start arresting people and start taking things down. And it's like, really, nothing really happened.
What point did you start doubting Q, thinking, maybe not?
Probably like pretty soon after the election, and like really nothing happened, where I was like, something big has to happen eventually. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's all a part of the plan. Maybe they waited till election and it's all part of the plan for them to like let the Democrats try and steal the election and use that as like their way to like show like how, you know, fraudulent these people are. But it's, again, like maybe that's the propaganda speaking, and it's just like, it's kind of like believing God instead of trying to comprehend that maybe there isn't a God, or maybe it's a different type of God.
But in the sense of Q, it's like the equivalent would be, well, actually, maybe Q is just someone winding us up.
Yeah, that too. It's like at a point you have to listen to Occam's razor and kind of be like, you know, something's going on here. You know, there might be, you know, I think it's all just a war for people's minds at this point.
I just want to go back to what you said about Q. So now, obviously, like you just said, Biden has been elected. The QAnon people are saying now that actually it is all part of the plan still. They're saying, oh, Q allowed Biden to be elected because when the storm comes and we finally kick them out, it's going to be an even bigger shock to the liberals. What do you think about that?
I kind of really want it to happen, because I really hate these people, these corrupt politicians.
But I mean, come on, you really think the Q is going to come in sweeping at the last minute?
I don't know. It could be all part of the plan, but it could just be the propaganda making me believe that, you know?
Right, right.
And just keeping like, okay, you know, like, I'm just going to accept this, but we're going to keep going. They're going to keep going. They're going to keep working on this. And like, people are now saying, or like, there was a post on there where like, they're explaining how this is a whole sting operation. Like, they let the Democrats steal the election, like, in a very obvious way with the ballots that are all tracked. They're all like barcoded or whatever. And they're just gonna, they're all going in, or like the National Guard is in 12 states or something now. It's like, I don't know how legit that is. I can't verify it myself. I mean, I'd have to see a video or pictures or someone like showing these National Guard people, but I don't know. I doubt it.
They all have this, right? They're saying it as if it's fact that like the National Guard are ready. It's all part of the plan. But like, what is that based on? I've been, you know, as a part of this podcast I'm doing, I've been constantly researching QAnon stuff, and you know, there is nothing. It's just people saying stuff, which it kind of has been the whole time, you know? It's like, well, where is the evidence?
Exactly. That's what I want. I just want good, hard evidence of something happening. And if that was Hillary Clinton getting arrested, or John Podesta, or, well, I mean, Epstein got arrested. We all know how that ended up. And then now Maxwell is. That's the thing, is no one really knows except for the people that have the Q clearance. And you're like, maybe in like the first couple of years, I'd be like, okay, you know, like, it's something interesting. It's something to think about. But now it's like, I don't know anymore.
Mm. Well, here's one thing, like, as we're touching on the kind of child abuse element, which is obviously a big part of QAnon, this is something I've always wanted to ask, like, you know, someone that has believed in Q or does, or is QAnon curious. Why is it, do you think, then, you know, Q was completely against child trafficking, completely against pedophilia, obviously, as any normal human being with a soul should be. However, Q was posting on 8chan, right? All of his drops were on 8chan. Well, child pornography is shared on 8chan. I mean, why would Q use that platform?
That's a good point. Like, there's no reason for it except for, like, we're just going to use whatever board we want. I mean, they could have literally set up their own website.
Right. If this guy's got a Q clearance, he should surely be tech savvy enough to set up a website.
Exactly. It's like, just make your own website, and then it can be however secure. You can have people posting, I don't know.
From what I've seen, a lot of believers want it to be real, and I think a lot of them know it isn't now, but they want it to be real, and they can't quite let it go, you know?
Yeah.
After speaking with Brett, I think it's clear that he's not a hardcore QAnon supporter anymore. Even so, for 3 years of his life, he believed in some very far-out conspiracy theories. And in many ways, he still does, but he has been lucky enough to crawl out the other side of the QAnon universe. For many, though, they're still clutching on for dear life, as we heard at the start of the episode. I think part of the grip of QAnon is the followers trying to find some kind of meaning, some kind of community that's bigger than themselves, in a world that otherwise doesn't make sense to them. That and a pathological devotion to a reality TV businessman turned US president and an anonymous leader called Q. Ultimately, though, I think Trump is the cult leader by proxy and Q is the spokesman. Whilst it's easy to laugh at the QAnons, as admittedly I have many times, it's also worth trying to understand how they all fell for this for so long. Hopefully, in the last 3 episodes of Q Clearance, we'll make that even easier for people like Brett, who are losing their faith in Q. Next episode, as planned previously, we'll dig deep into the Watkins family, showing how they stole the famous 2chan website, how they took over 8chan, and why I think they know more about Q than they're letting on. Q Clearance is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. I'm Jake Hanrahan. You can find me online at Jake_Hanrahan. That's Hanrahan. This episode was produced by myself, with fact-checking by Sarah Hightower. The music is by Sam Black, and the sound levels were mixed by Thomas Griffin at Splicing Block. We'll be right back.